You're listening to SBS News.
For almost a year, Natalie Dubbs didn't know what was wrong with her. At first it was just a cold, but it lasted all summer. Then came the headaches. Natalie thought her posture might be the issue. Soon the migraine started, and the tablets didn't seem to work. Natalie went to doctor after doctor, none of whom could figure out what was going on, until a trainee GP gave her a thorough check and recommended a CT scan.
So the next day I went for the CT scan, and that's when they found out that I have a pretty big tumour in my head on my left side that shifts the midline of the brain to the right side.
Dubs was rushed into surgery to remove the tumour from her head, but subsequent CT scans found the cancer had actually spread from her lungs.
I was shocked that I got lung cancer and not some other sort of cancer, because I never smoked in my life. My husband is not a smoker. None of my friends really smoke. My family, no one smokes. We don't like to hang around with smoking area.
Lung cancer is Australia's fifth most common cancer, but it is the leading killer, responsible for 1 in 5 cancer deaths in Australia. Natalie's cancer was caused by a gene mutation, but she still had to deal with the stigma surrounding lung cancer and its common association with smoking.
They would ask, so you're a smoker? So no, I'm not a smoker, and I still got lung cancer. So it seems like when we talk about lung cancer, everyone think that it is a smoker. People just don't pay enough attention to lung cancer. It's so hard to get any funding out there. It's so hard to get anyone to care.
Natalie underwent brain surgery to remove her tumour, and she is now able to manage her condition with medication thanks to a new medical trial. Last month, the Aspiration Program received a $5 million funding boost from the federal government and uses genomic sequencing to determine treatments. Professor Dorothy Keefe is the CEO of Cancer Australia.
And doing genomic sequencing can enable us to tailor therapy to optimise the outcome for an individual patient. I know that sounds a bit like gobbledygook, but basically it means that we can make sure that every patient gets their own best therapy.
The announcement is welcome for Lung Foundation CEO Mark Brook, but he says much more investment is needed to combat Australia's deadliest cancer. He argues funding towards lung cancer research and treatment has been lagging behind other common cancers.
Now, the question we need to ask ourselves is, why are there 450 dedicated breast cancer nurses and only 12, that's only 12 lung cancer nurses in Australia? You know, when you think about it, that's one lung cancer nurse for every 1,000 people diagnosed this year, and they simply cannot keep pace with demand.
An inquiry is underway into launching a lung cancer screening program. Cancer Australia is looking for Australians impacted by the disease to have their say on how such a program could look. Ms. Keefe says early detection is the key to reducing the number of deaths from lung cancer each year.
Lung cancer tends to be diagnosed only quite late in its course because the chest is quite big and there's lots of room for a tumour to grow before a patient might develop symptoms. So what we're trying to do here is work out a way to detect lung cancer as early as possible to make sure that we diagnose it at a stage where it's actually treatable.
Natalie is confident an early detection program will save lives, and she's doing her best to live a normal life while she manages her condition. And she is encouraging other survivors to shake off the stigma.
It's your life. You're in charge of it, not others. And so you can drive the way that people think about you.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.